Hi, I'm Laura Flanders of The Laura Flanders Show. Watch us on the World Channel every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. and at our YouTube channel, The Show premieres and then syndicates to public television stations. Check your local listings. Prefer to listen? Find us on a local radio station or subscribe to the free podcast at lauraflanders.org. That's where you'll receive my special commentaries. I call them the F word. Here's this week's. The answer to what happened in Washington last Wednesday is what happened in Georgia on Tuesday. The answer to the yell and the noose of white macho supremacy is a society making itself democratic. The debate over Amazon dropping Parler and Twitter and Facebook dropping Trump misses the point. Megaphones for snake oil salesmen will exist for as long as our media run off snake oil sales. The answer to the mobster who riles up the lynch mob is media that's moral, which is not what we have. What we have is media motivated by money, and money, as we saw this week, has no morals. The stock market's boom has withstood a global pandemic, a worldwide recession, long breadlines, long voting lines, and a deadly display of white supremacy in the capital. The financial markets rose on all of it. So a society run for finance won't care that much about democracy, because that sort of society doesn't care except about profit. It has no morals, which takes us back to why we need to study Georgia. America's most brutal slave state, enslaved African Americans in plantation Georgia, built the modern United States and the entire capitalist world in the service of money, driven by rape and the whip, herded in coffles and traded for cash. The returns from cotton fueled the rest of the economy, the market, and shaped every aspect of American society, our media, and our politics. Just how did a majority of Georgians come together against that? Poor people, mostly, led by African American women, mostly, people long policed and written off. Over slow generations, they built a broad enough we and an effective bottom-up force that not just formed a voting bloc, but a caring community dedicated explicitly to dismantling white supremacy. How did they do that? That's what we need to know. And we need media that will tell that story. You can listen or watch a conversation about the fate of the nation on the eve of Biden-Harris's inauguration with leading pro-democracy activists from around the country this weekend on The Laura Flanders Show at lauraflanders.org. And subscribe. Support your local not-for-profit media with your contributions. Thanks.